الحكيم في كتابه الكريم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لولا نفر من كل فرقة طائفة منهم ليتفقهوا في الدين ولينذروا قومهم إذا رجعوا إليهم لعلهم يحذرون. فقال سبحانه وتعالى: ما أتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. چونکہ فقہ کے یہ تین سیشن جسٹ سیمپل ناٹ ان ڈیٹیل فقہی مسائل اور اینی پارٹیکولر سبجیکٹ وی آر گوئنگ ٹو ٹاک ان ڈیٹیل دیئر فور ایوری ڈے آئی ہیو ٹو چینج مائی فقہی ٹاپک نہیں بول دوں اچھا تو تاکہ آپ کو بھی آئیڈیا ہو جائے کہ اف ان دا فیوچر وی آر گوئنگ ٹو ہیو دی کلاسز ریگولر کلاسز تو واٹ از مائی اسٹائل از اٹ سوٹیبل فار دا یوتھ ان یو ایس اے اور انسوٹیبل سو وائی میں اتنی زحمت کروں اور بودھر فرام آسٹریلیا تو یہاں آئیں یہاں رہیں تو یہ صرف ایک سیمپل ہے اور آپ کے فیڈ بیک سے نہ مجھے کوئی انکریجمنٹ ہوگا نہ کوئی ڈسکریجمنٹ یہ صرف آپ لوگ خود آئیڈیا لگائیے کہ از اٹ یوزفل فار آور اور بینیفٹ از دیئر اینی بینیفٹ فار آور یوتھ ان دا نیئر فیوچر ناؤ لیٹس اسٹارٹ وتھ سم کوشچن اینڈ آنسر اینڈ دین I will go on a very important topic. جو ویسے ہی it was in my planning but two or three questions forced me to give this topic in depth. I will talk in this topic. What were the questions? It's another thing. First simple question. پہلا سوال یہ ہے If I travel to see a patient and start my journey after Fajr and reach hospital before Zuhr, then what's the status of my roza? Hospital is 21 miles away from my home. This is not a so simple question or the answer or reply is not so simple. There are many things which we should consider before giving any reply. پہلی چیز یہ ہے کہ یہ ٹوٹل ٹریول ہی ٹریول فرام ہز ہاؤس ٹو ہاسپٹل وچ از 21 مائلس اوے ٹوٹل ٹریول اف دا ٹوٹل ٹریول از ود ان دا سٹی لمٹ ہی ٹریول 21 مائلس Even he travels 100 miles, 150 miles. But he didn't go outside city. He didn't cross the boundaries of the city. All the travel, 100 miles, 150 miles, all are within the city area, city radius. Then there is no question for the Psalm or Salat regarding traveler's status. Except for Imam Khomeini. But I am pretty sure that he is not in taqleed of Imam Khomeini. So, pehle to ye cheez decide honi chahiye. Diwani Handiya, kabhi Urdu, kabhi English, kabhi Punjabi, kabhi Gujarati. So, first, pehle to ye decide hona chahiye ke ye traveling to hospital. Hospital aur house dono ek hi city mein hai, inme se ek city mein hai, dusra dusre city. اب ہم دونوں کا جواب دیتے ہیں پہلے کیس اے کا تو ریپلائی آ گیا کہ اف دا سٹی اینڈ ہاؤس بوتھ آر ان دا سیم سٹی دین ہی شوڈ کیپ ہز پاس اینڈ دا پاس از ویلڈ اینڈ کریکٹ بٹ کیس ٹو وی ایزیوم کہ ان کا ہاؤس سٹی میں ہے اور ہاسپٹل دوسرے سٹی یا آؤٹ سائڈ سٹی Then, یہ دیکھنا پڑے گا کہ 21 مائلز کا ڈسٹینس وچ ہی کور فرام ویئر ہی اسٹارٹ ٹو میجرنگ دا ڈسٹینس جہاں تک سٹی لمٹ ہے یا سٹی کی باؤنڈری وہاں نہیں حد تحفظ جہاں سٹی ختم ہوتا ہے وہاں سے فردر 21 مائلز دور اگر 21 تو انہوں نے لکھا شریعت میں 14 مائلز less than 14 miles taking 14 miles not from his house we should start measuring the distance from the last houses of the city جہاں سے ختم ہوتا ہے اس کے بعد اگر after the city limit further 14 miles یہ travel کریں گے then he is a مسافر but if he go outside city but ان کے گھر سے ہاسپٹل تک 21 مائلز ہے بٹ ان کے گھر سے سٹی خود مثلاً 15 مائلز سٹی لمٹ اینڈ دین ہی فردر گو اونلی 5 مائل اور 6 مائل اسٹل از ناٹ اے ٹریولر اور انہیں اپنا روزہ کمپلیٹ کرنا ہے آئیے اب کیس سی 21 مائل پر ٹریول کیا ہے اور یہ 21 مائل بھی سٹی کی باؤنڈری سے جہاں پہ سٹی ختم ہوتا ہے سٹی اس کے بعد 21 دین از اے ٹریولر اینڈ ناؤ پھر اب ہم کو دیکھنا ہے ان کا سوال اور وہ سوال یہ ہے کہ اسٹارٹ مائی جرنی آفٹر فجر اینڈ ریچ ہاسپٹل بفور زور کیس سی یعنی ہاسپٹل سٹی جہاں پہ ختم ہے اس سے فردر 14 مائلز اور یہ زہر سے پہلے پہلے سٹی سے نکل گئے انہوں نے لکھا ہے کہ میں بفور زہر ہاسپٹل پہنچ گیا تو دیٹ مینس انہوں نے سٹی بھی بفور زہر کراس کر دیا ہو یقیناً ان کا روزہ جو ہے وہ نیل اینڈ پڑے بٹ اگر یہ ہاسپٹل گئے انہوں نے لکھا جسٹ آفٹر فجر میں نے ٹریولنگ شروع کیا 21 مائل گئے تو دو گھنٹے میں پہنچ گیا ہوں مریض کو دیکھا پھر واپس آئے سٹی میں اور بفور زہر یہ سٹی میں انٹر ہو اور اب تک انہوں نے روزہ توڑنے والی کوئی چیز نہیں کی تو روزہ ان کا ٹوٹ گیا تھا جس وقت کے صبح کو سٹی کراس کر لیا تھا انہوں لیکن آل دو روزہ بریک ہو گیا نہ کچھ کھایا نہ پیا اسٹیٹ آف روزے میں تھے یہ گئے مریض کو دیکھا واپس آ گئے بفور زہر کے انٹر ہو تو یہ نیت کر کے روزہ رکھ سکتے ہیں لیکن ان کا سوال یہ سب نہیں تھا ان کا سوال تو خالی تھا کہ میرا روزہ اسٹیٹس کیا تو تین کیس بنیں گے تیسرے کیس میں روزہ بریک ہوگا فرسٹ ٹو کیسز میں ان کو روزہ کمپلیٹ کرنا ہے اب بٹ کمپلیکیٹڈ ریپلائی شاید انہوں نے یہ سوال کیا تھا یہ سوچ کر کہ مولانا کا ریپلائی ہوگا یس یا نو اور اتنا کمپلیکیٹڈ لیکن یہی تو فیک ہے اتنی ڈیٹیل میں جانا پڑتا ہے سیکنڈ کوشچن اچھا ہم ہر سوال کا جواب نہیں دیں گے دوسرا سوال یہ ہے کہ ہاں یہ میرے ٹاپک میں ہے کوشچن ون میرے ٹاپک میں ہے کوشچن ٹو ریپلائی ہو گیا کوشچن تھری میرے ٹاپک میں ہے کوشچن فور کوشچن فور کیونکہ رومن انگلش میں ہے اس لیے اس کو پڑھنا میرے لیے مشکل ہو رہا ہے آئیدر اردو میں لکھیے یا انگلش میں یقیناً میری تقریر دونوں کا مکسچر ہے لیکن آپ کا کوشچن جو ہے نا وہ دونوں کا مکسچر نہیں ہونا چاہیے یا اردو یا انگلش اچھا اب اس کے بعد کوشچن نمبر فور واٹ از دا رولنگ آف ہومس فار اے ویمین فار ویمین ہو ہیز گولڈ جیولری وین شی گاٹ وچ شی گاٹ فرام ہر پیرنٹس وائل گیٹ میرڈ بٹ آفٹر میرج ڈز ناٹ ہیو اینی منی ٹو پے فار ہومس ڈیو ٹو دی جاب لیسنس اینڈ فائنینشل کرائسس ہومس یہ جسٹ فار اسٹارٹنگ ابھی ہمارا رکشے شروع نہیں ہو جسٹ فار اسٹارٹنگ اسٹارٹر ہے یہ ایپیٹائزر ہے آپ کے لیے اس کے بعد پھر ان شاء اللہ ہم اپنے ٹاپک پر آتے ہیں تو ہومس پہلا سب سے پہلا کوشچن یہ اس خمس واجب ہے آن گولڈ آرنامنٹس اور جیولری اور تھنگس لائک دیٹ اور ناٹ بلکہ ذرا سا اس کوشچن کو میں اور ایکسپینڈ کر دوں یا براڈ کر دوں. اس خمس اور زکات اس واجب آن گولڈن جیولری اور آرنامنٹ ایز فار ایز زکات از کنسرنڈ ریپلائی ویری سمپل نو نو زکات از واجب آن جیولری اور آرنامنٹ آل دو دا فائیو اینڈ نائن آئٹمس on which zakat is wajib, one is gold and one is silver. But with a basic condition, the gold and silver should be in coin form and are using as a currency in normal market. If the gold and silver is a form of a biscuit or ornament or jewelry, according to Shia fiqh, there is no zakat on this gold and silver. Partly, khums. As far as khums is concerned, khums depends on usage. If this lady got some jewelry from her parents and she didn't use it whole year and the first year, I think it's very difficult. Where in the world there is a lady who has jewelry and she didn't wear it whole year? Very difficult. Either she is dead or she is in coma or things like that. But okay, as far as the question is concerned, agar pura saal zevar nahi pahena, aur saal means the first year, then there is a question about khums. But if she uses even only once in the first 12th year after getting this jewelry, first 12 month, in the first year, if she used even only one, then there is no question about khums, because khums is wajib on unused item. Now, let's assume that due to any reason, she couldn't able to use this jewelry. Then, the khums will be wajib. Actually, khums is wajib on the actual thing. If I had one book and I didn't use it whole year, the khums is wajib on this book. There is a facility from Islam that instead of giving one-fifth of the book, you can pay the one-fifth of its value. So, giving cash is a facility from Islam. Actually, khums is wajib on the whole thing, on the actual thing. So, if kuch samajh mein aa raha hai, nahi aa raha hai? Achha. So, if she doesn't have any money, no problem. She has the jewelry itself. It's a jewelry. So, it is wajib for her to cut the one-fifth of this jewelry. Or take it to the mushtahid or his wakil and then decide about one fifth of the jewelry to wakil and four fifth for him. Or this is the actual masala. But there is another option of go to the mushtahid or his wakil or contact him and ask for a time period. I will pay it after 1 year, I will pay it after 2 years, I will pay it after 3 years. And if the marji or his wakil gives the permission, then it's okay. But for the sake of masala, normally in this case when there is no cash, normally the marji and his wakil gives the permission. But if he says no, khums is wajib, you have the actual jewelry, no cash, but the actual thing is with you, so pay. In this extreme case, she has to sell one part of the jewelry which covers the one-fifth value. But it's very extreme case and normally no mushtahid or his wakil insist things like that. Normally they say, cut the one-fifth of this jewelry and give it as a khums, or if it's not possible, then we are giving you a time period. In every case, in the short reply is that if she is ready to sell the jewelry by herself, by her personal opinion, then it's the best way. Otherwise, contact Marje or his vakil. Now, I think let's start our lecture, because we are getting late, but the question number 2 of the same lady is very detailed, so I'm leaving it at the moment. And there is the third question, which is better to cover in the lecture. Okay. Except one question, I replied all of them. Three questions. They are not a simple question. They need a detailed lecture. Lecture just like I am starting. So inshallah, these three questions, inshallah, will be covered in my lecture in the form of lecture, not in the form of question and answer. Why I bother so much to give the lecture in English if there is nothing understandable in it? So first I ask, I continue in this broken English, there is no end, no tuta, huta, zahmi, ya, ye, ke Urdu hi better.
Very clear.
No, you are highly encouraged. Okay, I am trying. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Before we start any particular subject, the first thing we should be very clear that the understanding of the main source of fiqh. In return, there are three questions which the person who asked them is the same confusion which I am going to, or I am trying to clear it. The first thing is to understand the meaning, interpretation of the main sources of fiqh, that means Quran and Hadith. As I discussed in last week, the Quran, whose characteristic is Arabiyun Mubin, very simple Arabic. Everyone, even the Badouin, the Arab, they understand Quran. But when we are going to derive fiqh from the Quran and Hadith, then it's a different case. It's not so simple. In other words, fiqh as a subject has different terminology than Arabic language. Every knowledge, every subject has its own terminology, which we can't understand from dictionary. Just like mouse of computer. The mouse is a very simple word, but when we are using this word as a term in the computer, that mouse is not which are biting us or cutting our clothes or cutting our books. That is not a animal. The mouse is a different thing. Although it's a very simple English word, and if you go into the authentic dictionaries 100 years ago, 200 years ago, they didn't mention about this mouse of computer. Every subject, physics, chemistry, economics, technology, different parts of science has their own terminology. And the same case is for fiqh. Quran and Hadith. First, beauty of the marji or mujtahid is try to understand the terms of fiqh. No, I think I will change my wording. Language of Allah and language of Rasul. नहीं मुश्किल हो रही है मैं उर्दू में जाता हूँ अच्छा नहीं छोड़िए इंग्लिश में रहता हूँ Language of Allah and language of Rasul. From this term, I mean very important thing, but if there is any misunderstanding, please forgive me because of my English. If I am talking in Urdu and there is so much misunderstanding, I take the responsibility. But in English, if there is a misunderstanding, the responsibility will be shared by both of us. Because you are insisting me to keep going in English. First rule of the Sharia. All the orders of Allah, all the order of Allah is not necessary. It's not necessary for us to obey all the orders of Allah. It's a very harsh type of comment, very strong wording, very hard to understand. We are Abdullah, creator of Allah, slave of Allah. Allah gives us order and we supposed to follow it. But it's not the case. It's not the fitting of right, the Islam. When Allah orders something, all the order of Allah is not necessary to be followed or obeyed. Same like Imam, Masoom. If Masoom orders something, it is not necessary to obey all of Imam or Masoom order. Same thing like, same thing Mujtahid. And same thing Waliyul Faqih. Now, it's my duty to explain this. Otherwise, there are going to be a lot of misunderstandings and confusion. This is the first duty of Malik, to check in Quran and Hadith that Allah gave us an order, but this is the category one of order, category one, those orders which should be obeyed. Or the category two, which is up to us. Very simple example first, and then I will give some detailed example. Istikhara, to seek advice from Allah. Istikhara is a very common practice among Indian and Pakistani, even among Iranis and Arabs. Among all Shia, istikhara is very common practice. Although our Ahle Sunnah brothers are also believe on istikhara, but their concept of istikhara is quite different from us. It's a different thing. I am talking about the istikhara which is common, which is a common practice among Shia. If Allah, in the istikhara, if Allah said, it's good to do. Or, no, it's very bad. Is it obligatory or compulsory or wajib or necessary for us to obey? If we go against istikhara, is there any Islamic problem? Sure, there will be a problem in your personal life. But can we consider as a nafarman, disobedient of Allah, or can we consider in that category one who didn't pray, is also refused to obey the Allah's order? One who refused to practice according to istikhara. Istikhara says, it's bad to do that business. And I say, no, I am going to do the same business. So the business of alcohol and the business which is against the istikhara, in both cases, Allah says, don't do this, but don't do alcoholic business and don't do, for example, garment business. But in istikhara, the reason is istikhara. Are they in same category or not? No. You can go against istikhara, which is a kind of order from Allah. But it is not compulsory or obligatory for you to follow this order of Allah. But you should obey that order regarding alcoholic business or music business or something like that. I give the example of istikhara only. although these two are not in the same category, but only explain my this word sentence, it is not necessary to every honor of Allah. Now, some real example. In Quran, Allah used the same style of language for zakat and for charity. The same style of language. The ayat, the wording, according to grammar, the same wording, the same style, Allah used for zakat and Allah used for charity. It is necessary for you to pay zakat when it becomes wajib. But in any case, it is not necessary for you to do charity. Charity, in the end, in highest manner, it will be sunnat, sunnat-e-muakkada, highly recommended amal, but not wajib. Although, the ayat are the same, not only same. If you count, zakat ayat are very few. Charity ayat are 10 times or 50 times more than zakat ayat. Because in India and Pakistan, sometimes some people say, khums is not so much necessary because there is only one ayah for khums. But there are more than 500 ayahs for zakat, for charity. So, we don't decide on the basis of the number of ayahs. It is one ayah or it is 50 ayahs. This totally different thing, how we decide which is compulsory and which is not compulsory. In simple language, in simple wording, wajib or compulsory thing is also the orders of Allah. Mustahab or sunnah things is also the orders of Allah. And in Quran, I think there is nothing mentioning that this is wajib order, this is sunnah order. All the ayat of wajib and sunnah, their style, their wording, their grammar seema are the same. Just like aqimus salat for very prayer and the order of praying namazishab. Aqimus salat al-dhuluki shams ila ghasaq al-layl wa qur'an al-fajr wa min al-layl fa tahajjud. The same style, the same wording. According to grammar, the same seerah for Fajr Namaz and for Namaz-e-Shab or Salatul Layl or Salat-e-Tahajjud. But one is compulsory to obey, one is optional, voluntary, up to you. So, that is the same case for Imam Sahib. In many hadith, Imam gave us a order. Some orders should be obeyed, majority of the orders are up to you. In Shariat, he says it is mustahab. But what is the philosophy or logic behind mustahab? It's also a kind of order, but it is up to you. Who decided? So understanding the style of Quranic ayah and hadith masum, it is very necessary. And for some explanation, it is also the same case of Wali-e-Faqih. Today, I have the book of Hazrat Ayatullah Khamenei in my hand, Practical Laws of Islam. It's volume this is volume 1, and especially in volume 1, there is a very, very, very important chapter. I am not going to recite it, only giving the reference, authority of the jurist leader, Wilayat-e-Faqih, and the command of the leader, page 24. It's only 4 pages, but very necessary to read it. Because, due to lack of knowledge, there are many confusions already created in our community. Those so-called anti-Wali-e-Faqih elements, if they are creating some confusion, it is understandable. They are against wala-i-tifaqi. But even some of the lover of wala-i-tifaqi or wilaya, they only love wala-i-tifaqi, but they are not ready to read wali-i-faqi's orders regarding wala-i-tifaqi. The same case as in general about Shia. We love Ahlulbayt, but we are not ready to learn the teaching of Ahlulbayt. We love Imam Ali. We are ready to sacrifice our life and our children's life on the name of Imam Ali. But we are not ready to even learn the teaching of Imam Ali. Practicing is a different case, only learning. What Imam Ali said in Ahlulbayt, we are not ready. We don't have any time. So, the same case in a smaller scale is about Hazrat Ayatullah Khamenei. He has a book, Practical Laws of Islam. In the book, there is a chapter ruling about Wilayat-e-Faqih. And the chapter is very, very short and brief. You couldn't say that I have no time to read the 500-page book, it's only 4 pages. But how many actual lover of Wilayat-e-Faqih bother to read this small chapter? But this is a fiqh book, not a newspaper. You have to read every sentence and every word. When in this book, page 24, Hazrat Ayatullah Khamenei clearly mentioned, if someone is against Wilayat-e-Faqih, someone says, I don't believe on Wilayat-e-Faqih, but he is a mujtahid or follower of a mujtahid, then this person is excused. There is no guna, is not against Islam, is not against concept of Wilayat-e-Faqih. Very clearly mentioned. If somebody against Wilayat-e-Faqih due to his hatred, is sinful. But if someone against Wilayat-e-Faqih due to his ishtihad, or due to his marje, I am following a marje who says, according to my ishtihad, Wilayat-e-Faqih is not in Islam. No, I am not saying anything. I am only repeating Hazrat Ayatullah Khamenei's word. Page 24 of Practical Laws of Islam. So that is the basic problem for Muslims and Shia. We love Islam, but we are not ready to learn what is the teaching of Quran and Rasul. We love Ahlulbayt, we are not ready to learn the teaching of Imam Ali or Ahlulbayt. We love Wali-e-Faqih, but we are not ready to learn the teaching of Wali-e-Faqih. It's very clear when in his book, and alas, there is also in volume 2, but it's not available in Zainabia, in book 2. In some masail, Ayatollah Khamenei used a very strong term. Against those, there are some mu'mineen who are misinterpreting Imam Khomeini. Just like music. I don't know from where this masala came, but general understanding is Imam Khomeini allowed the music. What is the wording of Ayatollah Khamenei in Practical Law? Chapter music. He says it is a false and fabricated lie against Imam Khomeini. I know his fatwa. Normally mujtahid say, no, it's a misunderstanding. Normally mujtahid say, it's a mistake. But Ayatollah Khamenei used the term, it's a fabricated lie against Imam Khomeini. Not in a political matter. In the case of music, but he used such a strong term because a very, very big number of lover of Imam Khomeini, they didn't learn or read the Imam Khomeini ruling. A very big number of Ayatollah Khamenei's lover, everyone is lover. But those who are also in Istanbul, they didn't bother to learn his rulings. Now, we will discuss this in tomorrow's lecture, inshallah. Now, come back to our actual topic. So, understanding the language of Allah, even Allah says, do this. Is it compulsory? Or is it mustahab? Or is it, in Arabic there is a term, hukm-e-irshadi. Allah's order basically are two kinds, hukm-e-maulavi and hukm-e-irshadi. Hukm means order. Maulavi means maula, aqa. The order Allah gave us as a maula, as a master. We should follow it. Hukm-e-irshadi. Orders of Allah as a guide. Allah is giving us an order but not as a master, only to guide us. Just like parents say something to their child. Just like doctor says something to his patient. It's none of concern of doctor, you eat a very sweet dessert or a very cold ice cream from our Momin brother's shop in the state of diabetic. It's no concern of doctor. It's for our guidance. If we follow, we will benefit. If we against the harm with us. So, hukm-e-irshadi, those orders of Allah, which is not as a master's order, only to guide us, to help us. It's up to us. If we want to follow them, follow them. If we are ready to bear the consequences of this, then there is no problem for Allah. If you do the business of garments, which is against istikhara, the consequences is only worldly consequences and monetary consequences. Not in qabr Allah asks, not in qiyamah Allah asks, why do you go against my order? So if we are ready to bear these monetary losses, there is no problem, you can go against Allah. So, understanding the orders of Allah, understanding the order of Imam, understanding the orders of Wali-e-Faqih. There is another question in the chapter Moon Sighting of Hazrat Ahad Khamenei. Wali-e-Faqih. Somebody asked him, this book is in a question answer format. Ask it, that if Wali-e-Faqih declared that tomorrow when we eat, is it necessary for us to follow it, this order? The reply, it depends on the wording of Wali-e-Faqih and depends what cities are included in the order of Wali-e-Faqih. A simple order is not enough for everyone to follow it. Wali-e-Faqih should mention that I am giving order. I am announcing Eid is a different thing. I am giving order to celebrate Eid tomorrow is a different thing. And also, I am giving order to celebrate Eid. There should be mentioning of the city's name for whom this order is. Unless these two conditions fulfill, it is not necessary to obey the order or obey the ruling of Wali-e-Faqih. It's a supplementary thing. Main thing is Quran and Hadith. First thing is this. And the second thing, it's a very important thing, but I don't ready to go in that detail. The second thing, the full Quran and all the Hadith are in Arabic. And just like every language, Arabic also changed after 1400 years. So when we read Quran and Hadith, we should check that at that time, what is the meaning of this word? Not in our current period. Example, there is a question. Example. First, it's better I read the question and then we will go in the explanation. The moment says that I respect all the Marathi, I respect all their ruling, I accept their ruling. But I am a bit confused or curious on one special topic, and that Islam is strongly partaken in interest. Condemns, partaken in interest. Briefly, could you explain the reasoning of how do our ulama justify and purge? This is a question of a Mufti who, despite his confusion, respects the ulama and accepts the rulings of ulama and obeys the rulings of ulama. But confusion. And there are many confusions like this. And the very simple and brief reply, there should be two things we must keep in mind when we check any marja's ruling. First, which I am saying from first of Ramadan, even in my Urdu lectures, last week my Tafsir Quran lecture, and this week my Fiqh lecture. I continuously repeating it. And that is that don't jump on the conclusion by reading only one ayat or by reading only one hadith. Especially when it belongs to our actions. Islam consists of two parts. One part belongs to our belief, Aqidah. Aqidah is a very simple thing, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, oneness of Allah, there is no need to wait any other ayah. But those ayah which mentioned our the status of our action, you should search, find, and then analyze every hadith on that aspect, then go to a conclusion. The gentleman and our respected brother who, despite a confusion regarding mujtahid marje, despite this he is respecting our marje, he said Islam is against riba or interest. However mujtahid permitted. The first thing is that I don't think that any mujtahid allowed riba. Riba, ya interest, he used the interest, okay. Interest or ushri, there is another term, and there is a slight difference between interest and ushri. In short, interest is haram in Islam. It's very clear in Surah Baqarah. Even the wording of Quran is hard type or harsh type. Quran says those who are involved in interest, they are fighting against Allah. This type of wording we didn't see for any other sin. But despite of this gunah-e-kabir or major sin, we are not allowed to jump on the conclusion that every interest is haram. Quran says interest is a very, very big guna, major sin. Major of the major sins, but first, we have to check. Quran says riba is haram, riba. First we have to check what is the meaning of riba according to Quran. A very important question which I am not able to discuss today, inshallah tomorrow. When Quran says one thing is haram, who will describe the definition of that haram thing? Quran says interest is haram, but who gives us the definition of interest? From where can we get the definition of interest? When Quran says music is haram, although music is not haram, ghina is haram, is quite different thing. Ghina is human voice, music is unhuman voice. When two things collide one another, this sound in Islam, this sound is music. And when the sound came from a human throat, it is ghina. Islam says ghina is haram. But from where we get the definition of ghina, what is ghina? When Islam says aqe walidain is haram, but who will define what is the aqe walidain? In our childhood, if I came out from my room in the presence of my father without the care, it is aqe walidain. It is an insult for my father. And many, many of you, alhamdulillah, smoking is now in the last stages in our community. But in India, Pakistan, how many sons and daughters, okay, ladies, in India, Pakistan culture, ladies normally don't smoke. In Iran, in Iraq, in Lebanon, it's a very common practice. But how many men able to smoke in presence of their father? It's a disrespect. Today, no. There is no problem. If both are smokers, the father give the son the cigarette and the son offer the father. So, who will decide what is aqe walidain? And not aqe walidain, there is many, many examples, but especially for our Indian and Pakistani culture. Rishwat is haram in Islam, bribery. But what is the definition of bribery or rishwat? This 100 rupees note, which we normally keep with our driving license in Karachi, this is another driving license, and this is more strong driving license than the government issue, the 100 or 200 note. Is it also haram or rishwat? So there are a very important question, and inshallah I will describe it tomorrow with very interesting example. But what I am trying to explain, when Islam says a certain thing is haram or a certain thing is wajib, in 50% cases, Islam himself or itself give us the definition. Islam says ghina is haram and that is ghina. Islam says rishwat is haram and this is rishwat. Order is from Islam and its definition is also from Islam. And in 50% cases, Islam says certain thing is haram, but Islam says the definition will give your society. What is the general understanding in your society? We give order, not definition. Definition will come from your society. That in the other words, in Arabic, in fact we say oath. Just like the example on 2 days ago in Urdu lecture, tie, the tie. 50% maraje is still give the ruling that wearing tie is haram, including Hazrat Ayatullah Khan. He says wearing tie is haram. But at the same time, in this book, tie is haram is in the volume 2 of Practical Laws of Islam, which is available on internet on Ayatullah Khamenei's site in English, Arabic, Persian and Urdu. And in this book, Ayatullah Sistani says, wearing tie is not haram. I am not going to discuss why mujtahid fatwas are differentiated. I am going to give the reason behind Agha Sistani's fatwa. At the moment, I am not explaining the fatwa of Agha Khamenei, Agha Sistani. Agha Sistani says, there is no special masala of tie.
in ahadith. Ahadith says every dress which considered to be sign of Christianity or Judaism or Hinduism, every dress which is a sign of a religion, it is haram for a Muslim to wear it. But who will decide that tie is a sign of Christianity? According to Agayev Sistan, oath or your society or your atmosphere. So if 500 years ago all the Muslim believed that tie is a sign of Christianity, at that time wearing the tie is haram or was haram. And if due to the passing of 5 centuries now, the only tie is not considered to be a sign of Christianity, it's a common dress for Muslim and non-Muslim, then there is no problem to wearing it. Wonderful. Because Gujarati ke bhi to aana chahiye na, Diwani Handiya mein isi ki kami thi. To khair, khulasa ye ke wanda nahi, lakbasa bhi, koi haraj nahi. It's all. So it is the second category of haram thing. When Islam gives the order, it is haram. But the definition is not come from Islam, it come from our society. So 50% guna or sin defined by Islam itself also. And 50% of guna will be defined by our society. One thing. Now, it's very lengthy lecture today. Interest, ghina, rishwat, aqe walidain, and include one more thing, one more term. It is a very important masala which I will try to explain tomorrow. Tawheen, insulting of some holy things. Tawheen a Quran, any action which considered to be insulting of Quran is haram. But who will decide it is insult or not? In India and Pakistan, if I put this book on the Quran, although it's also a religious book, but if I put any book, even dua book on the Quran, it is considered to be insulting of Quran in India and Pakistan. In Iran or in Iraq, the case is not so. You may put Mafatihul Jinnah on the top of Quran. So, insulting of Quran is haram, but who will decide that act is insulting and that act is not insulting? Just past Ayyam-e-Azam, Muharram, the last Muharram, when a number of questions asked to Ayatollah Sistani, which are still available on his website in question and answer session, question and answer portion, that doing work on Ashura or to marry during Ayyam-e-Azam, not Ashura of Tafirullah, Ayyam-e-Azam, is it allowed or not? His reply was that if it is considered as an insult of Azadari or Ahimma-e Masumin, then it is haram. Because all the example which I give, the most important, which we need every day, loves the insult. Insulting Quran, insulting Azadari, insulting Masumi, insulting our parents, this is the only one term, insulting. Interest, rishwat ya bribery, ghina. Ghina is also a very common problem among our youth. They are haram, the order came from Allah. All these 4 things are haram, there is no doubt. But what is interest? Who will tell us? Allah, in other words, Islam will tell us or our society. Rishwat is haram, but who will tell us that is rishwat, that is not rishwat? Islam, and Allah Rasul, and mujtahideen is a part of Islam. Or no, it's not their duty. Our society will tell us it is rishwat and it is not rishwat. And we are aware, when Islam says that the definition came from Allah, that means it is unchangeable from the very first day to the day of judgment. But when Islam says the definition with, you can get the definition from your society. That means that haram act will change after every 50 or 100 years. It's a very basic difference and very important point to understand fiqh. Once again, I repeat in short. Alcohol, sharab, al-khamr, haram. And definition of khams is also come from Allah. Therefore, beer will be haram. Even if it's non-alcoholic beer. But if it is beer, alcoholic or non-alcoholic, doesn't matter. It will be haram from the day one to the day of judgment. But, tawheen walidain is haram. The order came on the day one. Islam starts from the walidain's respect. But what is tawheen walidain? Islam is not going to describe it. Islam says it is up to you and your society. If in your society smoking in front of father is an insult, then it is haram. And if in your society smoking a cigarette in front of father is not a tawheen, then it is allowed. In that case, the order will be the same from the day one to day of judgment. Tawheen-e-walidain haram. But what is the tawheen-e-walidain? It changes after every 100 years. And that's the same case for ghina or song. If the definition we get from the society, then the definition of ghina. 100 years ago that was different, today it is different. I know for the new one. Those who are new and in fact, it's a very confusing statement which I gave them. Because, apparently it's seems that I am saying, halal Muhammad wa haram Muhammad changes after every 100 years. That the same thing which Khalifa of Banu Umayyah and Banu Abbas were doing. They were trying their best to change the haram Muhammad to halal. It's very confusing, I understand it. But without understanding this rule, you are not able to understand many problems related to 21st century's youth. Just like interest problem, just like rishwat problem, although rishwat maybe not a problem for US, but you go to Pakistan, you go to India, you go to even Iraq, you go to Lebanon, you go to East Africa. Rishwat. Tawheen-e-walidain, azadari. Azadari is a living problem in very current, very hot problem in the US. And some of those who are insulting azadari, they simply say, where in the hadith it's saying that don't do the marriage in Ayyam Yadav. That's not the way to understand fiqh or Islam. We have to go from the root. And the root is that there are two categories of haram things and also the wajib things. But our main focus is on haram things today. So I am giving the example of haram and haram. Just like haram, there are the examples for wajib. Many wajib things, Islam gives the definition, many wajib things Islam leaves it to the society or both. But next day, tomorrow, not today. So the question that Maulana, why Mujtahideen permits or allows the interest? First, we start from this point that interest is a haram thing, no doubt. But Islam kept the interest in the category A, where Islam herself gives the explanation, or Islam kept the interest in the category B, where we are going to ask from our society what is interest, or from a banker what is interest, or from an economist what is interest, or from a Google search engine, what is interest? In which category interest lies? Category A in category B. If interest is in category A, not only Allah gave us the order, interest is enough, Allah Himself defined what is interest and what is not interest. So if our whole society, all economists, all bankers, all search engines of Google and AOL and Yahoo, they say this certain thing is 100% interest. But Allah says it is not interest, then it is allowed. Because interest is not the mixture of Allah plus society, interest is 100% from Allah. Order is from Allah, definition is from Allah. Now, here, one very clear hadith from Rasulullah, and we are going to finish today's lecture. La riba bain al muslim wal kafir iza kan al muslim akhiza. This is a very authentic hadith from Prophet. There are two ahadiths of the same type. One is this, which I just mentioned, it is authentic. One of the most authentic. There is another hadith like this. But the second hadith is not so authentic. The second hadith is this. لا ربا بين المسلم والكافر وبين الوالد وولده وبين بين السيد ومولاه. And one more thing. What is the meaning of these two ahadiths? First hadith, which is most authentic, one of the most authentic. Paygamber Islam ya Rasul Khuda says that if Muslim takes interest from non-Muslim, it is not interest. Pay attention to the wording of Rasulullah. One style Rasul can say, Ya Rasul may express this that interest is allowed to take from non-Muslim. Interest is allowed. No, Rasulullah didn't say this. If Rasul says interest is allowed to take from non-Muslim, that means taking interest from non-Muslim is allowed, but it is interest. Interest but allowed. Rasulullah says, La riba. When Muslim pay some profit from non-Muslim, it is no interest. The two different things. One thing, Rasul admits, it is interest but allowed interest. One thing, Rasul says, no, it is not interest. It is excluded from the definition of interest. Rasulullah used this term, La riba. It is not interest when a Muslim takes some profit from a non-Muslim. And this is the most authentic version of the hadith. The second hadith, the same thing Rasulullah says, but give two or three other instances. Rasulullah says, in my wording, interest is allowed in three occasions. When Muslim take from non-Muslim, it is allowed. When father take interest from his son, it is allowed. It is in hadith. And when master take interest from his slave, it is allowed. And one more thing. And many mujtahideen accept both ahadith. So you can find this fatwa in many marajis books. Interest is haram and gunah-e-kabira and major sin in Islam. But Muslim can take interest from non-Muslim. Father can take interest from his son. The fourth thing. Husband can take interest from her wife, his wife. And the master can take interest from his slave. Many, many marathi says both ahadith are authentic. If Agha Sistani in his book says, Muslim can take interest from non-Muslim, But the other three things is tiyate wajib on the basis of obligatory precaution avoids this. The reason is that the second hadith is a bit weak in the research of Aghai Sista. But Aghai Khul, Aghai Mohsen Hakim, Aghai Rajabi, Aghai Imam Khomeini, they all say that all the four interests is allowed. But that is due to my poor English. I am saying four interests is allowed. According to Rasulullah, the four instances are not interest. It is excluded from the definition of interest from the very beginning. It is not interest. First thing is that. Now, I am not only concluding my lecture but also requesting you, if possible, please keep your question with yourselves for a day. Because many things are incomplete today. And I am pretty sure you are going to ask about this. And that means the full lecture which I am going to deliver tomorrow. I have to describe it today and it will spoil the mother of lecture. So, because I gave so many examples and so many contradictory statements, and I told you so many contingencies, I personally admit it. But because of time limit and because of my poor language, and because I want to your attention, I deliberately leave something incomplete. I know there are chances of two results. Because of these incomplete things, from tomorrow you will be excellent till the last day. This Maulana is very bad, he is not a Maulana, he is spoiling our faith, he is spoiling faith, he is opening the door of haram for our youth. And the second result may be that your interest may be increased and you come in here or online. So, today please don't ask me any question and I also take the question answer time. And inshallah, tomorrow, I will be ready for your all questions. Please write them down. But otherwise, you will forget tomorrow. Now, conclusion. Where the Mujtahideen says, where? In which book? On what website did you find? The Mujtahid says, Fula, 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 this and this and this. Interest. These are the interests. Interest. And Islam says it is haram, but I am going to say it is halal. Or, they only say this interest, I am going to say this is halal. No, there's no doubt. Only one thing Mujtahideen says, you can take or get the interest from the non-Muslim. It is most authentic hadith, and this hadith is not only giving you permission, it also informing you that it is not interest, it is a kind of male khanima when you get rabsa profit from that non-Muslim. Otherwise, I think you are confused on banking matter. Only two things came into my mind. Either you are confused by that fatwa that Muslim can take the interest from non-Muslim. I gave the detailed example. Or you are confused because of banking masala. Oh, that is a totally different thing. Banking system was not in the period of Masumi. So we have to check the banking system by some outlines given us by the Masumi. And Mujtahideen when says something about banking, they not only say it is halal, it is haram. They gave the reason why they are allowing their mukallideen to keep their money in the interest accounts. And inshallah, I will also try to put some light on this masala tomorrow. But one thing is very clear. I went into that detail, not due to this question. No, it was in my planning before to explain you some things are haram by Islam and some things are up to you to decide it is haram or not haram. This is very important thing to understand here. In short, our ancestors, our senior, always complaining regarding mujtahideen. And their complaint is that every senior generation, that in our time period when we were youth, the fatwa was different. How the fatwa changed? Today senior are complaining the same thing, but 50 years ago my father was complaining the same thing. 70 years ago my grandfather complaining the same thing. And the one of the main reasons I try to deliver the message to you is it is regarding those things which depend on the oath, and oath is going to change after every 20 years. Last example, very brief, very short, and inshallah I will try to explain my confused lecture tomorrow. And the last example is, nearly 95% mujtahideen say it is haram for ladies to wear the gents' dress and it is haram for gents to wear the ladies' dress. Although there is a difference in explanation. If someone put or wear the dress only for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, it is also haram or no? Haram starts when you 24 hours, you change your sex. Just like changing sex. It's normal routine your dress. Like, they say no. For a brief time, if you dress opposite sex dress, there is no problem. It's not haram. Agar Sisani says, ehtiyat wajib, for 5 minutes, it's also better, ehtiyat wajib to avoid it. Then you can leave the dress. Punchline or the main thing is that what is the ladies' dress and what is the gents' dress? In India and Pakistan, in Iran and Arab countries, maybe possibly there is totally different dresses. But as we come closer to the West, the dress is going to be similar, although there are still differences. The whole garment industry running on this principle. Ladies' dress should be different from the men's dress. Ladies change their dress every day 4 times, men hardly in 1 year one dress. So if they allow ladies to dress like men, the garment factory is going to be bankrupt. So there is a principle, but sometimes very similar dress. So in my father's time, if this jeans and t-shirt, it's a normal dress for ladies here. If any lady wore this or put this in my father's time, it is going to be haram according to Sharia. Because at that time, the common sense of general understanding of the society ruling. Different, today is different. So, I think I repeat one thing many, many times. But every time I try to give a different example. So, one thing is repeated, but the many masala, different type of masala, I try to convey yourself. Allah knows I fail or I am pass. Inshallah, tomorrow, the last lecture, I will complete all the things and your today's pending question will be answered tomorrow. Today there is also a problem. I didn't have any idea that my lecture is going to be 70 minutes. So I was committed 10:30 to another place and I am going to lay. Although I am face reader, I am reading your face, everyone has at least 5 questions himself. But inshallah, it is my promise, it is my commitment. Khudawanda,
اللهم إني أسألك بحق فاطمة وأبيها ومالها وبنيها والسر المفتاض فيها أحد ما أحاط به علمك وأحصى به كتابك. پروردگارا ماہ مبارک رمضان کی برکتیں نعمتیں سعادتیں رحمتیں ہم نے سے ہر ایک کو واقعی مقدار میں عطا فرما. خدا بندہ اس وقت تیرے دین کا علم حاصل کرنے کے لیے جو لوگ اس تھکن کے عالم میں اس سب پہ آ کے بیٹھے ہیں ان کی تمام حاجتوں کو پورا فرما، ان کو اور ان کی اولادوں اور ان کے گھروں اور ان کے رزق کے ذرائع کو ہر پریشانی سے محفوظ فرما، ظہور امام میں تاجیل فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم. ایک سورہ فاتحہ تمام مرحومین، خصوصاً تمام شہداء ملت اسلام اور ملت جعفریہ، کل بھی کوئٹہ میں دو مومنین کی شہادتیں ہوں، عراق کی شہادتیں، ان تمام شہداء جو لوگ آج کے درس میں آئے، ان کے خاندان کے تمام مرحومین، اور جو اس درس اور اس قسم کے درس کے اسپانسر ہیں ان کے خاندان کے تمام مرحومین، فاتحہ.
الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین، ایاک نعبد و ایاک نستعین.